the first thing on our agenda is a public hearing for medical marijuana moratorium. This is a public hearing and it is being recorded. Those who wish to testify should sign up in the back of the room. And staff has pertinent material and public hearing, pertinent materials back there available. And staff will provide a brief presentation for us. And then I will call for oral testimony from the sign-up sheet that's in the back of the room. Each person has 3 minutes to speak. And this is the first public hearing for today. We only have one public hearing today, so this is a misprint here, sorry. After the oral testimony, the public hearing record will be closed. Written comments had been accepted through today, and no more will be accepted through noon of today, and no more will be accepted. The Planning Commission will proceed immediately to deliberate our findings and recommendations, which are due to the City Council today. And with that, call on Ms. Shirley Schultz to no?
No, Donna Stenger.
Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's all me.
It's all you.
It's all me.
Great.
Chair and members of the commission, as the chair indicated, this is the public hearing on medical cannabis emergency moratorium. This hearing is required by the municipal code. The city council adopted an emergency moratorium on August 2nd. The moratorium prohibits the acceptance of applications for the establishment, location, operation, licensing, permitting, maintenance, or continuation of medical cannabis collective gardens or medical cannabis dispensaries within the city. The moratorium applies citywide and was enacted for a duration of 6 months. That is until February 1, 2012. In your packet, and I believe there are copies on the back table, is a staff report that summarizes the requirements that are in the municipal code for addressing moratoria and interim zoning. And there are basically three steps that the which is to declare a moratorium and enact it. Then there is a need for Planning Commission public hearing and action to be forwarded back to the City Council. And then the Planning Commission's findings and recommendations that need to be supplied to the City Council at a minimum have to address whether or not a moratorium is needed and necessary, and then secondly, what the duration of the moratorium should be. So again, the council adopted emergency moratorium, sent it to the Planning Commission to conduct this public hearing and consider all of the testimony and therefore develop findings of fact and recommendation back to the City Council. The moratoria under state law and under city code can be effective for up to 6 months and no more unless a work study is underway that would allow for an extension for up to a one-year time period. The only other way that a moratoria can occur beyond the 6 months is if the 6 month deadline is retained, and then during the process of developing the permanent solution, which would be the regulations that would take place before the moratoria expired, that the commission and or the council can extend the moratorium to allow more time for public review and comment, or to allow more time to develop the code. However, during that secondary process, it requires the City Council to hold a public hearing and before they and adopt findings of fact of why they would be extending the moratorium beyond the 6 month period. So there would be an additional review, notification, and process if the City Council and the Planning Commission were to go down that secondary route. Also included in the staff report is the public review process that we have used for this public hearing. The Planning Commission became aware of the moratorium at your August 21st meeting, at which time they discussed the moratorium ordinance and the direction from the City Council. You also received a copy of the recently enacted legislation, state legislation on medical cannabis, and a fact sheet that was prepared by the Association of Washington Cities, which summarizes the changes in state law that went into effect on July 22nd of this year. Notification of this public hearing was provided in a written form, and a copy of that postcard notice was attached to the staff report and provided to the commission. It was also provided through email to a number of recipients, including the properties where dispensaries are currently located and properties within 400 feet of those known medical dispensaries or medical cannabis dispensaries are located. Also, with the parties of record that are currently appealing the city's actions on their business license to either revoke an existing business license or to stop the businesses that have established themselves without benefit of any permit. So, and then our usual mailing notice includes neighborhood councils and business districts, adjacent jurisdictions, state and federal agencies, and a number of civic and social organizations. The notice was also posted on the city's website and in the public information bulletin boards within this building. There was an ad that was advertising this hearing in the News Tribune that was published on August 31st. Staff has received three written comments, which we believe have provided to you on the dais before the noon deadline today for the written record. So staff is recommending that you consider that written testimony as well as any oral testimony this evening before making your recommendation, which is your next item on the agenda. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions for Donna? Okay. Well, that I'll call for oral testimony. Remember, this is being recorded, so please speak directly into the microphone. State your name, affiliation, address, and from our sign-up list, we'll start with Penny Smith. And after Penny Smith, we've got Joe Brady.
Thank you. This is my first time attending. My name is Penny Smith. I'm from the South Tacoma Neighborhood Council, although they did not send me here as a representative. I live at 6613 South Prospect Street in Tacoma. And I would like to speak about the moratorium. I had no intention of speaking here. However, I'm all for a moratorium, and we need to keep it in a moratorium until we get some answers. This is very destructive to my city and my neighborhood. And so I'm in favor of keeping the moratorium until there's some good answers on what value it is. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think I see Joe in the back saying he wasn't signing up to speak. He was just signing in. Is there anybody else who would like to testify today? I don't have anyone else written down. Okay. Seeing none, I guess we will close our public hearing on medical cannabis moratorium.